I did it.
It's still pit working. Yay!
Way to go, guys.
Whoa!
See, high quality podcast right
here.
Well
done.
Yay!
This is a behind the scenes look at how the magic happens.
This we get cut out, don't worry.
We stand around talk about nonsense for a while.
You missed all the good stuff.
Yeah, no.
Right. It's
usually pants are back on now.
At least the seats are clean again.
Legacy renumbering accidentally worked.
Yeah, no, it worked out good, I think. All right, let's do an official beginning. You ready?
All right.
Go. All right. Welcome everybody to Capes and Scouts. Yeah.
No,
I was in the middle of it. I was doing a thing.
Oh.
Welcome everybody to Capes and Scouts, episode 106. Woo!
Woo!
Sure?
Yeah, we renumbered. We legacy renumbered. It happened.
All right.
We did it.
Okay.
You were here.
I know.
So, what's the problem?
I think I was drunk at that point.
Probably. Well, you can just go back and listen to it.
Maybe.
Probably not.
No.
Well, it happened.
It did.
Well, I'm Tim, and with me today is...
Cliff.
Olivia.
Chris.
Whoa, Chris!
Hey!
Who's he?
He's some guy I knew way back when.
Way back when.
Whoa, way back when.
It's good times.
Yeah, mostly.
Yeah, mostly.
Yeah, mostly. A lot of drinking, huh? Welcome, Chris. It's nice to have you. First time on the podcast.
Hey, Tom.
Yes, very good. Well, if you want to contact us, me in specific, on Twitter, it's at @mad_dog_Tim. Cliff, what's yours?
Hyper Hippo.
But you never tell them to take out the E.
There's no E in hyper.
Bam, you told them.
So it's H-Y-P-R. Whoa. H-I-P-P-L.
Whoa.
It's all one word and there's no E in it.
For the people that had their pen and pencil ready.
Yes.
Olivia, what's yours?
Swahili Love.
Yeah, it is. You got a Twitter?
I do not have a Twitter.
Chris, you can just smoke signal. If he's looking out his window at the time, he can smoke signal back.
Send a girl.
Well, yeah, and then you can find us at Capes and Scowls on Twitter. We're on Facebook. We're on Patreon. We do things.
Sometimes.
Every now and then. We've been doing good with our YouTube as well. We've been keeping at least like a video a week, you know?
Check that shit out.
Yeah. It's a thing, and we made it. It's content. It's real. Do it. Yeah.
People like trade reviews, so we review them.
Yeah. One day we'll have so many.
Right.
We'll be the go-to source. They're like, you want to talk about that weird book that came out in 1996? Oh, yeah, these guys did it already.
They're the only ones.
Yeah. That indie book that some guy was selling for like a nickel at a con.
They found it, and they did it.
That's what I'm hoping for. We'll see what happens. We could do that. Also, I encourage any comic book publishers and those with Kickstarter projects to send us review copies of anything they are working on and wish to promote. We currently have a backlog growing, which is great. I actually do. We have a lot of books. A lot of people contacted the site, whether it's through Capes and Scowls podcast at Gmail, you can email us, or through our Twitter.
Hit us up on Twitter.
Yeah, and there's some really cool stuff. Some unknown people, some well-known people, so... It's going to be great to trash their books. So please, if you want some free advertising for your Kickstarter that still needs $9,000 so you can get that gold-plated foil cover,
we're there for you.
We're the ones that'll put you over the top.
Yeah.
Like a Stallone movie.
Right.
Absolutely.
Where the hat goes backwards. So there's that. Wow. So how is everybody? How are you, Cliff?
I had an exceptionally shitty day.
Again?
Yeah, no.
Do we only podcast on shitty days?
Apparently.
Sweet. Go on.
Yeah, no. I had a meeting that took me an hour to get to. Hour back. Got texted while I was in the meeting about work that it was shitty back there, too.
Ooh.
Got to work, was shitty. Mm-hmm. Continued to be shitty. Mm-hmm. Left. Hit nothing but detours and policemen telling me I couldn't turn on roads that would head me towards my home.
Mm-hmm.
So my 11-minute commute took me 35 minutes.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
More than double.
Not happy.
So good math right
it's
there.
It's more than triple.
Whoa! Triple. Oh, man.
So I think, it just sucks.
I used to be the math master.
Yeah. It's gone.
Sorry, your power's been usurped.
But if you can't find Cliff, I'm your math master.
Right.
Olivia, how are you?
Tired.
Uh-huh.
I gotta go back to work tonight.
Mm.
So I can only stay for a half hour.
Oh, man.
20 minutes.
Oh, yeah. We better wrap this up.
And we're done.
Well, that's been great.
I'll just quietly leave in the middle. You never know.
Make a lot of noise. Just get up and announce, I must leave now. Yes. Just do that. That would be great.
Thanks, Schuster.
Schuster?
You sounded like that was your Schuster impression.
Oh, is it?
Voice.
Yeah. Nah, Schuster. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. It's a multifaceted voice, though. Yeah. Sorry, Schuster. But yeah, you're just tired and you're getting ready to go back to work.
Yeah. That's all I want to share.
Whoa. That means there's deep, dark things going on with Olivia. Bum, 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 bum. Chris, how are you?
I'm doing well.
You look well.
I happen to be at the same place that Cliff wasn't while he was at his meeting. It was shitty.
Confirmed.
I can confirm that.
Wow, on the spot confirmations. We are on the ball here.
Yeah, we've never been this good. We should just stop.
But, we made it. I don't want to say anything to get anyone in trouble.
It's a learning experience for us all.
For us all.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
New environments.
Mm-hmm.
And
new
opportunities for growth.
New faces.
Sure.
New environments, like they put a bunch of sand in there.
Yeah.
New the heat up.
New climate. Wow.
new faces.
Ooh.
Yeah, that.
Faces are great.
That I'll figure out to fit in.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yes. Interesting.
It's all in all. Good times.
Dynamite.
I get a paycheck every 2 weeks, hey! So that's great.
Hey!
they seem to be pretty good about delivering that, so that's all that's important.
As long as that keeps happening, I guess I'll be happy.
That's good. I've had jobs where they're not so good at delivering that.
Yeah.
Ooh. Ouch. Never been there. Thank God.
Yes, but thankfully I was a young man without a family and a wife and kids and all that crap.
So who gave a shit?
Right.
Yeah, I was like, whatever. I was just going to drink more. Now I'm going to drink less.
Oh.
But yeah, I am also fine. I got nothing really going on. I've been off doing nothing the past couple days. Nothing but podcast stuff, behind the scenes podcast stuff. This doesn't happen overnight, people.
Update.
Ooh,
Tim has joined Olivia and myself on the keto thing.
Oh yeah, I started the ketogenic diet. All I eat is a ton of meat. And like a stick of butter or something. I don't know. I'm probably doing it wrong.
No, that sounds
it seems
right.
Wrong.
It sounds right.
I started it and then I quit.
Oh.
So now I eat potatoes again.
Oh.
Which are nice.
I mean, it's funny. So let me ask you this. When you quit, what was the first food you went to?
I didn't quit and go crazy or anything. Like, I didn't go eat a whole pizza or nothing.
Sure.
I just kind of rolled it back, and I eat apples now. You know, that's nice.
I do miss bananas.
Once in a while, I'll have yogurt.
Whoa. Yeah, it's just kind of strange. I'm like, I don't even know what food I miss the most. Like, I would have thought it'd be like Ben & Jerry's or something.
Nah.
But like,
no, it's more like the convenient things.
Right.
Man, if I could just eat a cracker.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Or a potato chip.
One potato chip.
Oh, man.
Oh, there's a torpedo.
Pork rinds are not potato chips.
No, they're not.
No, they're not the same.
They're just...
Technically, Pringles aren't either.
Hmm.
They're not technically potato chips. They had to release...
They're crisps.
Or right. Something.
Ooh.
In Ireland, it was illegal to sell like potato chips on like a certain day.
Like Scotland. Or
Scotland.
Whatever.
And Pringles had released their form of the recipe that there's no potatoes in.
There's no in Pringles?
Nope, it's all corn.
What the hell?
So they'd release their recipe to be allowed to sell them on like, it was either like
Sunday
or Friday.
Like, yeah.
Like, no, we're not a potato chip.
My
it
whole
just,
life.
It looks
aye,
like...
it's the Lord's Day.
Yeah. No potatoes.
No potatoes in the Shire.
Random fact.
That's crazy.
Pringles aren't potato chips.
Wow. Can we start, like, a rival company where they do have potatoes in it?
Wouldn't that be, like, Hers or Utz?
I mean, yeah, but it'd be our company.
Yeah, but we can't eat that.
I don't
care.
It's
not Hers, it's ours.
Yeah. Ours.
His.
Not his, ours.
Theirs.
His is on theirs.
What flavors you got?
Let's use
potatoes.
Some of those they, them promo pronouns.
They get tricky. Those get tricky? Them be tricky. Yeah. Well, you ready to dive into my favorite thing in the entire world, the news?
Oh my god, it is your favorite.
It is my favorite to talk about the news and try to pull interesting things out of all of you. Okay. Poor.
Sometimes I thought the Pringles thing was kind of interesting.
It was. Good. It's all downhill. It's all downhill. Yeah. I can't compete honestly. With that. No, I'll edit out the rest of this and we'll go right to the end. Hi, Cliff.
Hi.
Cliff is doing behind the scenes stuff. Behind the scenes stuff.
Oh.
I'm not editing that out. Anyways, we have an update on Brian Michael Bendis. Do you know him? He's a guy. He worked at Marvel. He wrote like a ton of Daredevil. He created Jessica Jones.
Okay.
He is leaving Marvel for the first time ever and going to DC.
Oh.
And everybody's like, holy crap.
That's a big jump.
It's a big jump. And it is confirmed. His first story, he did a short story that'll be in Action Comics 1000.
All right.
It's not from the future. They actually reached 1000. And then he's going to be taking over Superman. So my prediction was right, which is weird.
Superman will be good?
Yeah. Finally, somebody's going to care about Superman. We'll see what he does. I'm very excited. It's
kind of backbreaking for Marvel, too.
Yeah. Marvel's been really nailing people down with exclusive contracts. And there's been a bunch of people getting them. And it's like, are they the best people? Are they not the best? I mean, most of them were, but like... It's just an interesting dynamic in comics. Like, you must work for us for 4 years. It's like, ooh. What shitty storylines are in the pipeline? You're going to kill my great book. It's awful. I hate events. I hate everything about them.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, that's the quick update on Bendis.
Now, so that must mean he's also much healthier, which is good.
It doesn't mean anything. Marvel's probably just slowly trying to kill him. It's a working theory.
So they were the ones that originally tried to kill him.
Yeah, those were the ones.
Those
be the ones.
Got it.
Those them. Dem, D-E-M. Apostrophe.
Thank you.
Apostrophe dem. So our first actual story, Devils Do Entertainment. A company that nobody really reads. Sorry, Devils Do. It's changing its logo and name to Devils Do Comics, which is a big stretch, isn't it? With a pronounced effort to create DIY comics. Now, my first question is, what the fuck does that mean?
Right. I'm following you.
Are they taking submissions?
They kind of are. Oh. So, Josh Blaylock, who is the president of Devils Do, at least I put the title president there because he's the only name I ever associate with Devils Do.
Good for him.
Good for him. You've been promoted if you're, or demoted, I don't know.
Congratulations.
Are you the czar of Devils
sorry.
Do?
Ooh. One or the other.
Congratulations on having a title.
You've earned it.
You wrote G.I. Joe when you got that 9 billion years ago, and then you lost it. And let's not get into it. But... he says he wants writers and artists that have a following, that have put in the time on both Kickstarter and social media. He wants people that already have established a little bit of a name and a presence for themselves to say, all right, me and Chris, we've got this indie webcomic. It's about, you know, underwater adventures of Yetis.
Wait, don't give this out, man. I don't know how this guy first.
It's called Water Yetis. And
can Water Yetis fight Bear Shark?
No, because we don't own Bear Shark.
Okay.
But they do fight Sharky Bears, which is completely different.
Yes.
It is. That is different.
But we have to...
Can we call them Weddies?
We can call them Weddies. Oh my god. The incredible, lovable Weddies.
This is spitballing here, guys.
No, this is great. Let's get this going. Somebody, contact me. Anybody. Anybody, please. Please, God.
Someone.
God, are you there? Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. It's got weird. Anyways, that's what he's looking for, and his company is interested in publishing titles like those. He has, especially, he's seen an influx of talented people and wants a model similar to Image Comics. He's quoted as saying, the first two titles coming out under the new Devils Do Comics name are Scott Schmidt and Brian Atkins' Final Street, which comes out in June, and it will be followed by Pat Shand and Olivia Pelise, Little Girl in July. I didn't have that much trouble. I was hamming it up.
I had that much. It was well done.
Yeah, you like that?
Yeah.
So yeah, this is his first announcement, but it's kind of an interesting take. It's like, I want to be Image, but you do the work, is how I took that. But like, at the same time, if I already put in some work, okay, it's not bad. Devil's Due is at least known. It's a nice stepping stone to get to Top Cow, to get to Fantagraphics, to get way back to Dark Horse, to get back up to Image, and then maybe sell your soul to get a career in Marvel or DC and work there on an exclusive deal for 5 years.
And never write anything you actually want to write ever.
No, you're tormented by events and you're told what you can and can't do by bullet point emails, and then suddenly...
You're just happy to be there.
They try to kill you when you go to the opposite company.
You find your way back to Image, where you write what you want to write.
Where you write what you want to write. Yeah, that sounds right. I like it. Yes. What do you think of that, Cliff? That whole model.
I think it's interesting.
It is.
I think it's good for like smaller people if they're going to be like a smaller version of Image.
Mm-hmm.
It's never a bad thing to help promote content creators, since we have a lot of places, you know, not helping content creators.
That's true. Cliff.
Yeah, since there's a lot of, like, I mean, YouTube's not really...
That's not Flight of the Bumblebees.
I said it wasn't. Yeah. It is the typical T-Mobile ringtone that you might be hearing in the background. It's probably my mother.
Hi, Mom.
Yeah. So I think it's good for content creators.
Olivia, you draw stuff. Would you be intimidated by such a model? Or would you be like, no, this is sweet, I'm in?
I would say, well, me personally, I don't know if I don't know how established they want you to be beforehand.
That's fair. Yeah, I don't know either.
So I wouldn't go for it. But I don't know. But maybe it's great for like a lot of other people out there who have Patreons and all that stuff already set up, so.
Maybe. Maybe Chris and I will take our weddies there. We'll just lie. A bunch of lies.
That's right.
Like read that.
If you're going to do that, that's how things take off.
The first thing that popped into my head was actually Adam Black Hat
for
Starfall.
Hey, Adam. How are you? Are you driving? Be careful.
Right.
Look out for that car. It's to your bottom right.
The deer. Oh, my God. The deer.
Oh, man. Careful of the deer.
I'm glad he's okay.
It has a dog in its mouth.
He survived.
Evil, evil. Where is he? Rhode Island? Rhode Island, dear? You're from Rhode Island, right? Like, you can answer me now. I think you are, because we talked shit on Connecticut. Up yours, Connecticut.
Yeah.
Screw Connecticut.
Psh, the worst. Anyway. Dick cut.
The tweet us to let us know if we were right or wrong.
I mean, if you want. We really don't care. But yeah, go read Starfall. It's online. It's a webcomic. It's fantastic. We appeared in it. Because we're awesome. Jeff Johns! Wow, you love Jeff Johns. I have your attention.
I do love Jeff Johns.
He's revealed that the Titans show, which will be adding at least an episode featuring the Doom Patrol.
Well, that's cool.
The Doom Patrol, for those who don't know, the Doom Patrol is what Marvel ripped off to become the X-Men. Way back in the 60s. Oh, the 60s. It literally was like 5 or 6 months later, X-Men came out. Now, the only problem for Doom Patrol is X-Men was... way better than the Doom Patrol in most people's eyes. I still hate the X-Men, though.
All of them?
just as a group. Collective. Yeah. I mean, pronoun-y. I don't know how to say this, but, you know, I don't like them.
Right. Yes.
I will take him or her.
An individual.
Day.
Yeah. Like,
day.
No more day. No more than a team-up. I'll take day. You give me a whole team, I'm not going to like your whole team.
Right. That's too many.
Even if you put all of the days together to make a dem of the days that you liked,
it's still not good.
It's not something I want any day of the week. I don't want days. I don't want dems.
You don't want days in your week.
Whoa.
Ooh.
That is weird. That joke. Anyways, Doom Patrol is going to show up in an episode. Hooray! Doom Patrol has had many varied incarnations, from serious to wacky. The one common thread between both is Beast Boy, who was originally known as Changeling. He has ties to both groups. Does anybody give a fuck about Doom Patrol?
I was just going to say, like, who is this catering to? I don't know.
Probably whoever's watching the Titans show now.
Right.
Which I was disappointed that they canceled the original Teen Titans show, because I thought that was really good. Mm-hmm. And I absolutely despise the art style in the new Titans show.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Despise. Do you despise?
What is the full title of this show?
Titans?
Is it just Titans?
It's just going to be Titans.
I haven't seen it, yeah.
Oh,
but I have kids, and...
I may be more putting my hatred towards Teen Titans Go.
Yeah, so that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, that art is horrible.
That's because you're not seven, but...
He has a good point.
Yeah.
If you were seven, you might like
it. You would appreciate it, because it is...
So, Justice League, the animated series, came out like 99.
Yeah.
I was nine, and I enjoyed that art style, because it was not...
That was built off that 90s Batman, too, which was...
That 90s... Phenomenal. That 90s Batman is... Nothing's... Built everything.
Yep.
It's like, you're welcome, DC. Paul Dini rolling around in a pile of money somewhere in his Harley Quinn underoos.
So I'd like to retract my statement of passing judgment at this Titans artwork, since I'm not familiar with what it looks like.
It's
I'm
a show.
If it does look like the Teen Titans Go, then yeah, I would agree with you. That's just this lazy artwork, yeah.
All right, well, this is a show, and this is not out yet, and it's live action.
Although,
that changes everything.
Well, doesn't it though?
Then I'm a little concerned, because I feel like Geoff Johns is getting stretched a little thin.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
No. He can only carry DC so much.
Is this on CW?
I think it's just going to be online. Everybody's starting their own online network.
That's fine. Whatever.
But give me $10.
Like, he's in charge of like Arrow. He's in charge of Legends of Tomorrow. He's in charge of Flash. He's in charge of writing good stories for DC. Like,
to be fair, he doesn't write that often anymore, though.
Well, he's also trying to fix their movie universe.
Mm. Right.
He has a lot on his plate.
Yeah.
It is.
Cloning. Get on it.
There it is.
More Geoff Johns wouldn't be a bad thing.
Cloning would be great, because we'd be like, I like Geoff Johns number 3 more than Geoff Johns number 6. 6 a hack.
What went wrong with 6?
He was a clone of a clone.
Clone of a clone. Really watered down, that guy. Yeah. He's the worst.
Sorry, Geoff Johns 6.
Rest in peace. He will be missed. Ah. Coffee. Anyways, next story, we have artist Dustin Nguyen.
Nguyen.
Olivia, you know I can't say this name. Mm. Whoa, your eyes got big. Along with writer Derek Friedhoff, are bringing back Batman Little Gotham in an original graphic novel for DC Zoom, which apparently is a line focused on young adult middle school age readers. The book will be titled Gotham, Once Upon a Crime. Shit, that's clever.
That is clever.
And will be released this year. Gwyn.
The G Gwyn? Is silent.
Dem.
Gwyn.
Has a great watercolor art style, which you can currently see on Image's Descender, although please note that is not kid-friendly.
Hmm. No, but that art is awesome.
Sounds cool. He has the coolest watercolor style. It's very cool. I love how he does it.
Oh, I got you. Yeah. I know what you're talking about. Okay. Yeah.
I haven't read the book, but just looking at it, it looks amazing.
I read the beginning of Descender. It's really cool. I was wondering how it was going to translate, because I only knew him from, like, Little Gotham. And, like, Little Gotham's fine, but that was geared towards children. It was, like, super deformed, cutesy versions of all the Batman characters. Mm-hmm. And that's what this book will be, the Once Upon a Crime.
Is it like a Scotty Young type of art style?
Not similar. Similar on it, but not quite as...
Kitty.
Zany, I'd say. Like, it's cutesy more than it's, like, silly, where Scotty Young tends to be more silly, even crazy, sometimes. Mm-hmm. It's kind of cool that they're trying to do this whole young adult line, this DC Zoom. I like the original graphic novel format. They've been doing that with their superhero girls, which my daughter likes. So, it's just like, hey, here's a story. Here you go. Whatever. You're not going to buy floppies, as the kids call them. Floppies. So that's pretty cool. I like the guy's artwork. I don't have a lot to add to that. You guys want to add anything?
No. I added that I enjoyed his art.
Yeah, sounds cool.
To recap.
Check it out.
Say his name again for me.
Dustin Nguyen.
Whoa. There's so many other letters in there that confuse me.
Yeah, I've had, you know, went to school with, you know, people that have that same last
name. It's a very common last name, actually.
Right, and, like, none of them are related, ever.
Yeah.
And, they, like, some people pronounce, like, Nguyen, or Win, or just Wen.
You can just spell it out. You know?
I don't know.
Nope! capital N.
Figure it out.
Nguyen. I did it. After I said
that. Was really nice of you.
For those of you with pen and paper.
Pen and paper ready.
That is capital N, G, little g, little g. Let's be specific here. Little g, little u, little y.
Capital E.
Capital E, lowercase n.
And for those of you with determination and pen sign paper. I'm going to reward you now. Here's Cliff's home address. Ron Howard.
I like that guy.
You like Ron Howard?
I do.
Yeah, I like Ron Howard. You know why?
Probably.
He did Falling Down.
He did do Falling Down.
That was a good movie. It's so good.
I've never seen that movie.
What
you were missing out.
Dude, probably. It's so good. Did you see it?
No.
Oh, my God.
It's
oh, over. Man. Well, I have it on DVD, so we will watch it.
All right. Can we watch it before Darkman 2 and 3 or after Darkman 2 and 3?
Why not make it a triple feature?
Well, that's what we were going to do.
Before or after?
Before or after.
In what order?
I think it should be Darkman 2, then it should be Falling Down. Kind of as a palate cleanser, like, oh, God.
Yeah, but don't we want to end on a high note?
No.
Okay. Falling Down. We won't talk about anything.
All right.
No spoilers.
So is it not good?
Oh, it's good.
No, it's great.
It is good.
So then should we end with that and really redeem ourselves from Darkman 3?
Look, Darkman 3 could be fine.
I mean, I haven't
seen it. No one's actually made it through it.
I've never seen it, so I've heard that
Darkman's great. So.
Darkman 1 was really good.
It is.
Thank you.
I mean, I've only seen it with subtitles. I've never actually listened to the movie.
It's a long story, but it was awesome.
Did you get this Japanese version?
No. I'll tell you later.
Okay.
I don't know how to say Darkman in Japanese, but I wish I did.
It's probably still Darkman.
Still Darkman?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a name.
Yeah.
Mandark.
That's how it works.
Mandark! Well, Ron Howard. I like how we got a whole
Oh, yeah, we were talking about Ron Howard for a while.
Ron Howard is the director for Solo!
Sure is.
A Star Wars story! Yeah. Which makes me happy.
Yeah, me too.
And hopeful. He was visited on set by George Lucas.
Oh, okay.
What the
guy? Isn't that concerning?
No,
not anymore. George Lucas has no say.
Ah, but does he? George Lucas, and even though he was intended to be a short visit, he hung out for a few hours. And you know what happened? He even helped Ron with a particular scene, and his idea will make it into the movie.
So whatever the worst scene of the movie is his.
Tiny porn.
You know what? What I can't necessarily agree. Lucas did one thing really well. And he created worlds, which you don't really see anymore.
But nothing else.
He did New Hope. He did New Hope. He gets that. And then...
Yeah.
He
had a good idea.
It's a great idea.
It's fantastic.
It's a great idea.
Please don't shit too hard on Star Wars. We'll get hate mail.
No.
Well,
here's Cliff's home address.
Well, I will say for the movies coming out in May, Solo is the one I'm least excited for.
Really?
Yeah, I'm less excited for that than I am Infinity Wars or Deadpool.
Well, I don't know. I'm super excited for May in general. I'm glad that they all come out on different days.
Right, they're different weeks. But of the three big movies coming out in May, it's the one I'm least excited for. Comparing to Infinity Wars and Deadpool 2.
That's really... Yeah, I love Star Wars. And I don't know how to... I feel
Infinity War just has to win because it's been built to
it will.
For so long.
And Deadpool's rated R.
And Deadpool's, funny, where Star Wars is more serious. So if Star Wars if Deadpool flops, it's like, at least there was that
I'm
joke
I'm not
with
saying
the fish.
That I think Solo's going to be bad.
No, I don't think it, yeah.
Okay. Well, anyways, they've been friends for a long time. Howard was in American Graffiti 9 billion years ago.
That's
Happy Days.
Well, and Happy Days.
Those were.
No, was George Lucas in Happy Days?
No, he wasn't. Sorry, I'm just lying. I'm gonna leave now. Bye.
Oh, bye. Hey, go put Cliff's phone to sign. See ya.
I know who called.
Somebody.
You.
It's my mother.
Hi, Mom. And my final story is about Valiant. You know I like my Valiant.
I enjoy some Valiant stories.
Do you remember Valiant back in the day?
Maybe.
They're back.
Are they?
And they're writing, they have good things.
They're good.
Hey.
Their rep called the store the other day. I had a nice conversation with her.
That's cool.
She's going to send us a giant stand-up thingamabobber.
I'm excited about her.
She's like, well, you want a giant thingamabobber? I'm like, oh, yeah.
You're speaking my language.
Thingamabobber. Dem's good words. But this is loosely, the character in question is actually this one. So Greg Smallwood has redesigned Shadow Man, not their most popular character, for the new ongoing series, which debuts in March. And I think it looks awesome because it's going to be written by Andy Diggle. Andy Diggle is amazing. He's the guy who wrote Green Arrow Year One. It's the reason the character Diggle is named Diggle on Arrow.
Well, Year One is a good story.
And he also wrote Thief of Thieves after Kirkman left. He took over that book. So, you know, it's good stuff. And it's about, basically, the character is, it's like a long line of voodoo-themed heroes that change over the years. And it's just voodoo, damn it. Voodoo.
Voodoo? Voodoo.
Like you do? That them do? So that's it for my news! Check out that Valiant book, though. It looks cool. I'm going to drink some coffee. Cliff, vamp.
I saw Logan Lucky the other day. Rented it.
Okay.
Loved it. Fantastic. If you haven't seen it, you should see it. It was great. It was written by the guy, I think, that did Ocean's 11.
You think?
I think so. I didn't confirm with myself.
But did he do Ocean's 12?
I don't believe so.
Ocean's 12 is a dumpster fire of a movie.
Yeah, but Ocean's 11 is great.
Yeah, and 13's okay.
Yes.
But 12 is a dumpster fire.
Correct.
Yeah.
I'll fight anybody who feels differently.
No fight here, because I agree. Right. But no, it was a great movie. Thoroughly enjoyed it. It was hilarious. Daniel Craig is great. Channing Tatum's great. Adam Driver's great.
I like Adam Driver.
Yeah, he's turned out all right.
It's been great. That Driver boy turned out just fine. Yeah.
So,
unlike that shady Poe Dameron guy.
Nobody trusts him.
I picked him because somebody told me he's like the sweetest man on earth. And I was like, aww.
Oscar Isaac.
That's his name, yeah. I'm still...
He was Apocalypse.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That was not good.
Wasn't he also Legolas's dad?
What?
In Hobbit.
Was he? Oh, he... Was he in Hobbit?
I think he's Legolas's dad.
He is now.
Yeah, he might as well be.
Exclusive. You heard it here first.
Yeah. Way to go.
Cliff, you're just a mountain of knowledge.
All kinds of knowledge.
Obscure noticing things.
Yeah, good work.
Colbert was in Hobbit.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, that was cool.
One of the leading lady actress from...
Leading lady actress.
From Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them was in Logan Lucky.
Oh, okay.
She doesn't cast spells.
Well, that's disappointing.
She's not a wizard.
No?
No.
In real life, she is.
I don't want to see this movie anymore.
Okay.
There's no spells.
No spells. Spellless. Dude. Weddies. How excited are you? How excited are you? That shit.
That might be the best thing that's ever been come up with on podcast.
So do we make it kiddie? Do we make it like overtly adult?
How about we make it kiddie with overtly adult undertones.
So hide the adult shit in.
Exactly.
So the kids don't know why their parents are laughing.
Right.
So they start to laugh along because their parents are laughing.
Yep.
It's like,
and then when they get older, they're just going to be like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Like how we look at Animaniacs now?
Yes!
Or like when you go back and watch a movie that you saw when you were a child, and you're like, oh, that's why my parents were laughing.
Yep.
I get it now.
This is, we need this.
I don't know. Then you're like, why did I laugh when I was five at it? Because I did not understand that.
Didn't make any sense.
Stupid 5-year old.
Yeah.
Stupid 5-year old Cliff.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Not understanding adult jokes.
12-year-old Cliff would have got it.
He would have.
He smoked 4 packs a day. Hello, I'm 12-year-old Cliff. Whoa. I love The Offspring. It's the first thing that came to my mind.
I don't mind Offspring.
Okay.
Wow.
But you loved them when you was 12.
When you was 12.
Maybe.
Fair enough. I'll take it.
Yeah.
I can't wait for this to become an animated show and it has a theme song. The Weddies!
We need some Weddies on paper. ASAP.
Like I said, anybody who wants to draw the Weddies for us, Chris and I will write a script. This is a challenge, people. We will write a script in 1 month for issue 1, if you're willing to draw issue 1, within 2 months. Drawing harder.
Yeah.
Drawing harder, day-damn Jews.
That's how a Weddy would say it.
Hey, Jews. Drawing harder, Weddy, go. Swim, swim, swim. Roar. We're the Weddies, and it's fucking wet. That's it.
That's all you need.
That's all you need.
Nothing else.
Ah, oh, so good. So very good.
Very good.
Well, Cliff, do you have a book you want to review?
No.
Sweet, I do.
Actually, I read Archer's Quest.
All right.
By Meltzer.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it was like his first thing that came out in trade. when he went to DC?
Possibly.
It feels like it.
Possibly correct.
I thoroughly enjoyed that book.
Yeah, Brett Meltzer is amazing.
I mean, I love Identity Crisis. I know I've professed that on here before. I love Path of the Red Tornado.
Mm-hmm.
I love that Brad loves Grundy.
Yeah, he does love Grundy.
Grundy ends up in everything, and that is fine.
Yep.
And Grundy's written well when Brad's writing him. It's great.
It's very great. And Brad, if you're listening, Brad Meltzer, if you want to steal the Weddies from us...
That's fine.
I will allow it, this one-time offer... You have 1 month to contact me and tell me you want to steal the Weddies.
Free idea for you.
There's a lot of potential there.
Yeah.
Just think about it.
Yeah, yeah. I know you're used to writing good things, but I mean...
He could make it good.
Yeah, you don't know that it's not good. I feel like we can't put too much pressure on the Weddies.
I mean, we gave it a lot of, like, bullet points already.
Right.
He's going to have to work around those.
There's anybody that could do it.
Those are bullet holes.
It's him.
Bullet holes.
But no, it
does it. In a world underwater...
Just...
Crime is abominable.
Maybe they can't swim.
Well, that's just a great arrow. It's a great arrow story.
Nice.
Cool.
Well, I'm going to talk about a book that came out this week that was not my pick of the week, if you guys watch the reviews that I do with Paul on the Team Ashen channel. But...
You should watch them.
The only reason this wasn't my pick of the week is because Kyle Starks' Rock Candy Mountain number 8 came out. And Friendship... rules all.
Yeah, we love Kyle here.
Kyle, you're the best. Kyle, if you want to draw the Weddies, let me know. It's a great idea, I think.
Any constructive criticism to help out the Weddies is also acceptable.
Yeah, just tweet that shit at us.
25 cents a month, you can support a Weddie.
Oh my god, that's the start right there. It's a scam, but then the Weddies are real.
They're hungry, guys.
Hold on, wait. Is this, like, one issue that they put a hardcover on?
This is Swamp Thing Winter Special number 1. It is an 80-page giant. It is in that classic, what's the word? It's not a hardcover. What's the word, Cliff? You made me forget the word. It's in this nice format.
Cardstock.
Cardstock. Yes.
That's probably not what it is, but that's what we've decided.
It's made from the tears of old greeting cards. From your grandma.
Well, somebody had to do something with them.
Yeah, they got recycled into Swamp Thing. Recycling. Swamp Thing loves that. this is an 80-page giant, like I said, and this is one of the greatest books I've read this year. I understand this year has not been that much, but it is likely to stay one of the greatest books I read this year. It is by Tom King, who we love.
He is great.
The first half of the book is his story. It's about Swamp Thing trying to save a little boy. And they're fighting a fire-based monster, a snow-based monster. Hello, complete opposite.
Yeah.
The Weddies fight this is fire monster. I'm all confused. He tries to boil them out, and their fur gets all mad.
Right.
It's a whole thing.
Weddies, issue 1, coming out soon.
Yeah, Weddies from Dynamite.
Hashtag Weddies.
Or no, from Devil's Due. Devil's Due, get at me.
6 of 18.
Josh Blaylock, if you want to draw the Weddies for us... Please let me know.
618 Weddies, issue 1.
Oh, god damn it, you gave it a date. You gave it a date.
4 months from now.
That's a lot of work, man. You don't understand. I mean, I could write you some garbage.
The Weddies sell themselves. They write themselves.
They sell themselves.
They're going to end up selling themselves, yes.
They work the corner.
Just sad Weddies selling their bodies. For one more hit.
You get back in your swamp.
So Swamp Thing.
Anyway.
He's helping a little boy, and he keeps fighting this monster. Now, the snow impacts Swamp Thing greatly, because the monster is killing the earth around him. He's not getting powered. He's actually, like, forgetful. He's still strong, but not as strong enough to defeat this monster. So he's running from it with the boy. And the boy is slowly, like, dying, freezing to death. So he's trying to keep the boy alive. And the boy is... telling him what is happening because he can't remember. He's so weak. He's like, the monster almost got us yesterday. We got to keep going. You said we were going to go here. We're going to do this. So you need to go that way. And like the boy is being like the brains for Swamp Thing. It's actually a really cool story. And it portrays Swamp Thing as like a caring monster with a heart, which is nice.
I like that.
And then there's a good, this great little, in between the two stories, a letter from the original editor who worked with Len Wein and Barry Windsor-Smith on the original Swamp Thing. She was the editor for this, actually. And Len Wein just passed. Bernie Wrightson just passed the end of last year. So both Swamp Thing creators died relatively close. They always say when one goes, the other's close behind. That's married. Morbid. It's married couples. You heard it here first. It exclusive. They're married. no, but so Len Wein had written a new Swamp Thing story, and he wrote like a layout. He didn't have actual dialogue written, but he wrote a layout, and he was going to work with Kelly Jones to do this new miniseries, but he passed. So Kelly Jones took that and did the story anyways. It has no dialogue at all. It is just the panels of his original dream of what this would be, and the script is in the back as much of that layout, and it's great because it has little betweens from Kelly Jones and Len Wein in it. And then there's a really cool picture in the back that DC had made, because Len also worked at Marvel. He, you know, he did Wolverine, he did a couple other characters, he had a really good run on Hulk. So they asked permission to put Wolverine and Hulk in this Swamp Thing picture and this other thing. And Marvel's like, yeah, absolutely, as a tribute. And it was really cool. So it's a little sad. Like, it's actually a little heartbreaking to read how everyone felt about him and how much they loved and they did this story for him. And it's just, I don't know that this story will ever get made with a different writer. I kind of feel like it shouldn't. It had Grundy in it, too. To bridge what you had just talked about.
Grundy's just great.
Swamp Thing versus Grundy just seems like the greatest thing ever.
Yeah. Yep.
So, we're going to make a Swamp Thing character and a Grundy character for the Weddies.
We can't call them that, though.
No, we're going to call them Thing Swamp and Grundle.
Yeah. Moat Thing.
Moat Thing.
Bog Thing.
Bog
Guy.
Bog. Fen Man. Swampy bug.
Swamp ass.
There it is. Why not?
Let's swamp ass versus Grundle.
I think we're never going to get work again after that. But actually, after this podcast, we'll probably not get, we aren't going to get work anymore.
No. It's fine. Yeah. But we knew that going into it.
Yeah, no. This has been...
We always keep the bar low.
7 years, 8 years. I don't know how many years we've been doing this.
I haven't been a part of it that long.
Yeah, but that's fine. We're keeping the dream alive.
Our friendship is like a newly kindled love.
Oh. Oh, hi.
Beautiful.
I'm feeling wetty down there. You know what I'm
saying? It's a lot of wetties going on.
Yeah. So moist.
All the wetties.
I need a towel. Hey. A dry towel. Sop it up. Love. Wetty. With weddies! Sop it up, sop it up! Oh, yeah. Nice little breakbeat theme song.
We need, yeah, this. Well, that's the animated series. I mean, we like.
No, we're gonna make the song up so we can play it first. When we write.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, we need to blast
inspiration.
It. Yeah, we'll hook up giant speakers that shake the walls. And...
Who should we get to write this? We need somebody to write this song.
Oh, man. Who is a terrible pick for this?
Ryan Young.
Ryan Young, if you're listening, please write us a theme song for the Weddies. Listening. Ryan, come on, man.
You got this.
This is me here. This isn't other people. You got this. You can do this. I believe in you. Plus, I'll plug your band right now. But if you don't do this, I'm going to edit this plug out.
Wait.
Well, listen to Dear Forbidden. They're on Bandcamp, I think. They're on Spotify. They're awesome.
They have songs.
They got songs. I like them.
Hooray for songs.
Hey, songs.
Music is nice.
Now write that damn song.
Do it.
Get on it, you little shit. All right. Well, that's all I got. You guys got anything you want to say before we send everybody in listener land home?
I forgot that I read Rock Candy Mountain Volume Issue 8.
Oh, you did. That's right.
And it was fantastic.
You dumbass.
Go on. Yeah, it's fine. It was a great way to end the story. I'm sad that it didn't get to continue.
Yeah, I want more.
I want more. I mean, Kyle just writes great things.
Kyle's the man.
And I enjoyed all the research that he put into keeping hobo lore accurate.
He put an astronomical amount of research. You could see the passion on this whole project.
Hobo passion.
Hobo passion. It's a special passion.
This is the best kind of passion.
All right, everybody. Anyway. That's it. We're done. Chris, thank you for coming on.
Absolutely. It's been a really great time.
I think so. We're going to work on these weddies. I am so pumped.
Weddies is happening.
More projects.
Or, hold on. What if we don't make the weddies, okay?
Okay.
Bear with me. I know your heart is breaking. I can hear it from you.
Yeah, I know.
But let's make a design for the weddies and make a t-shirt like it is a real
thing. Like it actually already happened.
Right, and we can just rock that t-shirt like at cons and everywhere.
And then be like, what are the weddies? You don't know what the weddies are?
Actually, that's a great idea. You can...
Is that the snorks? No, it's not the snorks, you dumbass.
You can do something similar to what Kimmel does and harass the hipsters at the cons.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Where you can just come up with a little bit of a backstory for the weddies like we have. And just present it. Like, oh, yeah, I remember that. I love it.
We need to find the people that actually think they understand what the weddies are, or they know what the weddies are.
You'll find them.
They're going to come out, right?
Yeah, they'll show up. These cons are a lot of people.
I think we need to do that.
Be like, don't you remember the weddies? No, but I think I saw you guys in, like, Allentown talking about the weddies.
Yeah, that's exactly how
how this is happening.
This is great. And then we get real merch.
And then, right, then we actually have merch. Then we do need a backstory.
Then 12 years later, we put the weddies out. And the first panel is just got ya.
I can't wait for the Netflix original series. Netflix, if you want in on this sweet weddies idea,
we're all about it.
Let me know.
Yeah, it's happening.
We will sell out for remarkably little. like barely anything.
Right.
Like a cup of coffee, man. Just come on.
You guys got
a lifetime supply of coffee.
Oh god.
Just a free month of Netflix would be nice.
Yeah. Yeah, like, yeah. Just give me it. Don't make me put in some sort of promo code. Right. That's some old bullshit. I'm not doing that.
Could you bring Justice League Unlimited back?
That would be terrible. There's a lot of things you guys need to bring back.
Netflix. Yeah, what are you doing?
Come on.
Just buy Hulu. Because I'm not doing both.
Yeah. So.
I can't wait till all the networks get bought by one singular company.
Disney's doing really good
at it. And then they are doing really good at it. But then it just becomes basically like Verizon or Comcast.
It's a monopoly again that nobody seems to care about.
Right. It's Disney. Yeah, they keep making good stuff, man.
Right.
I mean, you know, can't knock that.
And they're not labeling everything Disney.
No,
it still comes up Marvel.
Yep.
It still comes up like Lucasfilm.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
we don't get the Fox drum roll in the beginning anymore, but
all their movies, most of their movies were garbage.
Okay, calm down, man. That's firing shots.
Ooh, are you firing shots? You prick.
This is a happy place. Marvel's gonna make, I mean, Disney's gonna make better movies than Fox for superheroes.
Well, Deadpool was Fox.
Yeah. That's because they let Ryan Reynolds do whatever the hell he wanted to do.
He better do whatever.
But they also made Fan 4 Stick.
Oh. This is a happy place, man.
Yeah. Rise of the Silver Surfer.
That was also bad.
Why? Come on. Galactus was in that.
He was a fart cloud.
Didn't they also make Green Lantern?
They sure did.
That's the most tolerable one you've mentioned.
That was DC. That doesn't count.
They hard reset. They legacy rebooted something, right? Like it's all brand new. This never happened.
Yeah,
we could talk about Captain America, bad movies, and Spider-Man, bad. My favorite is Japanese Spider-Man. Find it, people. It's the greatest thing ever. He has a giant robot. I swear to God. I'm not being racist. That's a real thing. Look it up. Intro is on YouTube. You can watch it. It's fantastic.
I think they all have giant robots in Japan.
Yeah, I think it was
lots of tentacles. Part of it,
yeah, well.
Pretty sure it was the Power Ranger.
Lots of tentacles.
Tentacles are sexy.
Yeah, man. The weddies are going to fight naughty tentacles.
Yes!
Yes! No, we
need villains for these weddies. So.
Oh, man. So
the tentacles. You never see what the tentacles are attached to.
Ooh.
It's just tentacles.
Just what they're inside.
I don't know which direction this is going, but I'm oddly aroused. The weddies. They fight tentacles.
They sure do. Go, weddies.
Oh, boy.
Go, weddies. Ooh, go, weddies. Go, go, weddies.
Go, weddies. Nope.
Go,
Witty. All right, the song's a work in progress.
Yeah, no. We'll get there.
Music doesn't just pour out like Weddies do.
Weddies! Pouring out on the ground!
They do pour out.
They pour out.
They pour out on the ground!
Guys, I think I stepped in some Weddy.
Oh!
Squish, squish.
Squish, squish. I can't wait to draw some Weddies. I'm doing that the minute I get home.
All right, guys, you're doing some Weddies drawing videos.
Oh, yeah! Let's do one right now.
All right.
Podcast over.
Bye, bitches.
Later.
Buddies.
Buddies.